trying to illustrate how great the koyach of Bechira is, that Ad Kedei Klal Yisrael were able to do the Chet HaEgel. And we saw the marshal of the commoner that married the king, how she was testing and proving the promise that the king made, that she'd have all the koyaches of the king. Same way Klal Yisrael was testing how much Bechira do we really have, whatever that means. We said right away, we're not going to understand the Chet HaEgel, but to just try and get what we can get out of it for the purpose of this discussion. Hashem gave the color the chance to decide whether she's really on board. Am Yisrael kula yamale boisus, im Yisrael kula yamale boisus sha ave ve goyim la shem isparach, hachas nigla leinayim b'milu yoifi v'hadrei. Hashem revealed himself to Klal Yisrael in all his glory. He hid nothing. Haim zochu lemanig ruchona arei akol bas b'klanim irim. They had a leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw everything with total clarity. V'nei ish Moshe, Moshe's lavo. Moshe's late. They had an enormous nisoina. He shows them the who are alem is mitoso shel Moshe. The surimaya kemeis Moshe. Moshe's dead. Chesibiris neiri ishtolt alem. They went into complete panic and confusion. At shekaimet shulibam mikat neimuna shebador ru ha'irav rav osus egelazav. Those with what's called Katne Imuna, the Erev Rav, made the Chet HaEgel. Hashem Amidam ben Nisayon was a Nisayon. You have a Nisayon. Kan Nitne Izdamlut Lekala Lagolot Ki Hi Chafitza Bekesh Nisuyin. Viema, you have the Kala an opportunity to say, I'm on board, Lo Meshaneh Ma. Lo Meshaneh Ma. אתה יכול להוכיח שגם במצר של חשק ואדרינוסיה היא עדיין ממתינה אך ורח לחסונה. No matter what's going on, no matter how the world's dark and the world's imploding and going back to Tova Bo and whatever your stories are telling you, אבל Hashem promised, so I'll stay with the חוסן. So, finished. That's how Avram Avinu was able to do everything he was able to do. If you look at all the Nisoidus of Avram Avinu, all of them were based on, that's what Hashem said, that's what you do, even though logically he had plenty of arguments why it was wrong. The Nisoyin of the Akedah, he was right. Abram was right. And he still did what Hashem said. Abram knew the Rotzen Hashem was that the Akedah shouldn't happen. You're not sure what the Rotzen Hashem is, so Hashem told you to jump in the fire. Not that Hashem told him to jump in the fire, but Ukustim, Abram Avinu wasn't asked to jump in the fire. He did it without a tzivoy. The first tzivoy he gets was lech lecho. But he jumps into the fire. Besad, she wants it, doesn't want it. You can be kuach. There was a machloikas Avram and Noach. Noach held it was also to jump into the fire. Avram held it was a mitzvah. Besad, you can argue. But by the nisoyin of the Akedah, Avram knew it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. Oraya, it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. And Avram knew that. And Hashem says, I know, but do it anyway. How do you make the Rotzen Hashem by not doing the Rotzen Hashem? Because Hashem told you. How can Hashem give you a tzibah that's connected his Rotzen? You go live with a Nisoyin like that. What does Avram Avinu do? He does what Hashem told him to do. You see that running through Avram Avinu's life all the time. He has a clarity, I'm here to listen to Hashem. Ah, this doesn't make sense, that doesn't make sense. Hashem himself doesn't want it, whatever. Mind your business, Shulchan. What Hashem wants, doesn't want. What are you getting involved with? Hashem wants you. Of course you don't know what Hashem wants you. People say that all the time. What does Hashem want from me? He told you what he wants from you. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. If you don't know, or somebody who does know, and do what he told you to do. That's Avram Avinu. If Avram Avinu would have sat down with his thumb and tried to work out what's going on with the Akedah, he'd still be sitting there with Yitzhak waiting to decide, should he go, shouldn't he go? That's what we're talking about here. Klal Yisrael had a Bechiria that in Nisoyin to say, nothing makes sense, you're right, the world's crumbling, we're not going to get the Torah, the world will go back to Tova Bowl. What's the business, Shelly? What's the Kashuala? Hashem told me to sit here and wait for Moshe. Ah, Moshe's died? Fine. It's Hashem's problem, not my problem. I got told to do something, I'll do it. Make me chishboinus. Ulam devein lev Klal Yisrael lo amad b'nisoyin v'chet b'chet ha'egel. Klal Yisrael didn't withstand the nisoyin. Klal Yisrael, who? The Rav, exactly who it was. And they whatever they avail, they would have the Chetah Egel, which we're still grappling with. Ada Yom Hazeh, we're still suffering and grappling and or dealing over that moment. Amnam Idach Gieser, from the other side, Nizgal Kan Bemula Atzmusa Koyecha Bechira Chovshit Nitin B'Diadom. From here, you can learn one thing, an important lesson you have to take from this, is how much Bechira do we really have? If they stick to what they have to do, can reach heights that are impossible to even describe. Here is the root of that battle that was taking place between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu gila ki Hashem Yisbarach magala kan reiben amok b'pnimi atoman b'kesh nesuin shalanu imoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu magala kan es koyach habechira chofshis. Hashem revealed something at the Chet HaEgel, which Moshe Rabbeinu stood was the Shiroshim of all of Bechira. And that's at the basis of our relationship with Hashem. Zua mashmoy shel ha-musag ishtoi kegufa. That's the musag of ishtoi kegufa in a relationship with Hashem. Nitenes efsharut l'Yisrael la'asos ma'isim ha-mochichim al-baylus gemura va'arotzoyne ha-chofshis ha-keshul nesuim. We have a Bechira which we can use to magala to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we choose to have a relationship with Him without any kfir at all. Otherwise it's not Bechira chofshi. If there's any kfir in your Bechira, then it's not Bechira. That's kfir. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu extracted from the moment of the eagle, when he saw the Klal Yisrael have a Bechira, to be over the Chet HaEgel, where did they get that koyach from? Where did they get the koyach from to be able to do the Chet HaEgel? They really have Bechira. Therefore, if I have Bechira to the Chet HaEgel, I have Bechira to also dedicate myself totally and unequivocally to Hashem, as the Kala dedicates herself to the Chosid. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to extract. Mi'amaisis shel ha-chet ha-egel Hevin Moshe Rabbeinu kim kol gol la-koicha b'chira chofshis ha-shev yochol niten le-poel bo neged ha-shev yisbrach hev yochol hare sh'niten gam lakachet et koicha b'chira chofshis u'bois ha-utz melavek b'tzoyz ha-leman ha-tzad ha-tof. If you have the koich to do the chet ha-egel, you have the koich to do the opposite. You can go and use your Bechira to fight against Hashem, even Kiviyochel, to get Torah. I want the Torah. We'll explain what this means as we go along. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu took from the Chet HaEgel. Is I have a Bechira to fight for my right to get Torah. And we'll see how that functions now. Mikan gam shoyev gam Avram Avinu of Sholem is koyach laman mula ilam v'likro b'shem Hashem. That's where Avram Avinu got his koyach from, to stand up and tell the whole world can be wrong. You know they say, well, you know, the whole world can't be wrong, Baruch. Avram Avinu taught us different. The whole world can be wrong. Anybody want to work out how many Jews that are shomer Torah mitzvahs in the world today? What's the percentage of Shomer Torah mitzvah Jews in the world? Shomer Torah mitzvahs, Gas Shomer Shabbos, he keeps Torah. He learns every day. Let's limit it to somebody who learns every day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What? One second. There are 8 billion people in the world. The world. There's... you're guessing. One second, let's get the numbers on the table and we'll get the mathematicians to work it out. There's about 8 billion people in the world. I'm not sure the last census, whatever, but call it 8 billion, 7.5, 8 billion, yeah, whatever, yeah. The job is to get each one of them to give you 50 cents. Then, that's the job, or if you want to make bucks, get everyone in the world to give you 50 cents. 20 cents even, it's also not bad. There's about 14 million Jews in the world. Wanna get better? Of the 14 million Jews in the world, maybe, alavai, 10%, or what we would define as Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Alavai. And of that 10%, how many learn Torah every day? Let's say 100%. I'm going to be calm. No, what is 1.4 million out of 8 billion. What's that percentage? Well, we're the accountants.
Fraction 1%.
0.0025%.
1.1?
0.0. I never did the Facebook. I gave a shiur the other day in Mavaseret and I asked this question. One of the Bokrim there shouted out 0.025%. That's what it is. 0.025%. You have to go on safari for a few weeks, Nachum, you'll learn how to speak English. You have the Bechira to get up and say, the whole world's wrong. The whole world could be wrong. Kasheu Rosh Bechilas Adam Lit Dardet Litoim Shel Yoyde as Ribbonim is Kavan Limroy Bo. When Avram Avinu saw there was a creature in the world called Nimrod, who was no small man, no one was a giant of a human being, and he saw that Nimrod could use his Bechira to Yodea as Ribbonim. Yodea means das. He knew him with a clarity. Not like Paro. Paro says, Mi Hashem. I don't know any Hashem. Went through all the books. No Po Hashem. Fine, Paro, we can understand. He just didn't know. He didn't want to know. But Nimrod says, Hashem, I know you. And I'm coming to fight against you. You have Bechira to know Hashem and fight against him? So he writes, Nimrod, Mamri, Deskolo, Ilam, Neger Hashem. He sees Nimrod. Rebelling the entire world against Hashem, Mikahaven Avram Avinu, Ko Adam Hu Baal Bechira Chofshit, Muchletes, Shein Dover Manem, Menem Mimroi, Chas Bechira Bashem. A person has so much Bechira that there's nothing stopping him rebelling against Hashem. No, if that's true, Hu Hasik Shebevada, Epshel Nenetzel Koyach Zeh Gam, Kedai Limroi, Bekol Oilom. Now I can use that Koyach to rebel against the whole world and dedicate myself to Hashem. In kol god lukoichel shel hayochid, if the yochid is so much power at shusim begumel hamri da'ilam sholem keneged avayra, that he can get the entire world to rebel against Hashem, im kein v'delech chaylus hayochid gam la'amliches hakadosh baruch hu kol ha'olam. Therefore, one person can get Hashem to be mamlich over all the world. Rav Shach said this in a bris of Noach Weinberg's. At Yehuda Weinberg's bris, Rav Shach said, if one man can kill 6 million Jews, then one man can be machazah 6 million Jews b'tshuva. Poshut. One man can get up and kill 6 million Jews, then one man can save 6 million Jews. Has to be. That's the koyach of Bechira. And when Aisha Torah had its 6th millionth hit on its website, Rav Nach was more mitrageh, was more emotional from that. 6 million hit on the website. Doesn't mean anything, but symbolically it was. But others of the chutzpah, Tom and Koyach Yuvi. As we know, every midday in the world has a positive aspect to it. There's no midday in the world except Bilbul Adas, which is another shia completely. It was part of the Nisoyin of the Akedah, and it's very much the Nisoyin of this generation. We need to talk about it, but it's not the subject now. Every midah has a koyach, positive koyach to it. Even anger can be used positive. It's used against Rishoyim, it's used against the Yetzirah. You pretend to be angry sometimes. Every midah has its positive aspect to it. Even Ozus and Chutzpah. When your kids are being chutzpahdik, don't take it too seriously. Teach them how to use it properly on someone else, not you. Redirect their chutzpah in the right direction. Kashim uchuvenes l'tzad ha'kedusha. When used ozos and chutzpah to be kodesh. Most shuvas at some point had to use chutzpah or ozos in order to become a bolder. B'koyach ze yechol adam l'leches achre Hashem b'koleiz. You are Hashem completely. Mibli l'tchashim v'lupel mishum dobe b'oilom. What do I care what Don Mavis in Tel Aviv thinks about my Yiddishkeit, and what do I care about this one thinks, and what about this one? And now the whole world screaming at me, you meshugan, or what are you doing? You're crazy. You know, Konami, study. Avraham Avinu taught me you could all be wrong. There's not a numbers game. Who atzmi v'chob shilasu is kutzoinoi. I'm independent and I'm free to do my rotzon. How you get in touch with that rotzon, how you use bechira is another subject which we have to learn as well. We're just discussing the nature of bechira now. How a person goes about getting in touch with his bechira and getting in touch with his rotzonis is another subject. V'shum pegami pegas man lo yag biloto. Nothing of the latest fashions and the latest understandings of what's going in the world or whatever limits me at all. All the terrible decrees and the destructions and all the suffering and the tortures doesn't stop me from binding myself to Hashem. They're all conditioned. That's how the color is megala to Hashem, that I want to be with you no matter what. Even to fight against Hashem, we'll see what that means. But even at kaday to fight and use chutzpah against Hashem to keep what you have to keep. The fight with Moshe Rabbeinu against Hashem was the fight for Kirma Torah. You want to take the luchos away from me, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not letting you. I'm going to fight for my Torah. Hashem rotze litzu matzev she'afu meyetz lekachas mitanis ha-Torah. Even if Hashem wants to chalila take the Torah away from us, mikomokom anu b'koyach b'chirosei nachobshi, we have the bechir, this is awesome, we have the bechir chobshi b'koyach ishtoi kegufoi, noichel litneged lo, v'noichel lekachas is the Torah mimenu b'chmihi tisha b'yadeinu. We're able to go and fight against Hashem and take back the Torah from you. We'll bring examples, we'll see what this means. לא דברים אלה נוכל להבין גם מדוע לאח אמר וכקבל לסלוח וסלח לשהוא אמנה מצליח לקבלם after HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu you're right, you can use your Bechira to fight against me to get the Torah. החליט מרש רבנו בו שבו אותם Moshe Rabbeinu destroys them ובנייסב לכך הוא גם קיבל יושר כוח. He breaks the Luchos and he gets a יושר כוח from Hashem. Now we have to understand why Moshe broke the Luchos. What did he gain by breaking the Luchos? And why did Hashem say Yosha Koyach? You know how long it took me to build those Luchos and to work them and engrave them? You break them? And you say thank you very much? You know, you ever done something, you worked very hard to build something or make them, you come home and your kid in 1 second dropped it on the floor and broke it? What do you say to the kid? Shkoch Gadol. Yeah?
Want to give us the Torah, so you see that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Torah, we don't keep, we don't receive.
Pashtus, yeah, but we have to try and understand what's the amkus here. Yes. What was going on here? Hashem wanted us to get the Torah. Yeah. Alaluchas harishonim neema. Vaaluchas maise lokim heima umichtav michtav elokim hu chorus. Ala Luchos. Luchos Rishon was Maise Elokim, engraved with the writing of Elokim, engraved on the Luchos. The Pasuk in Shmois. Hashem Uzeh, the Saluchos, Hashem carved out the tablet. Gam Aktav Nasi Bedei Hashem was done with the etzpa, the finger of Hashem was engraved on the Luchos. Masha'en Kein Aluchos Hashne Shepistle Nasi Lede Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu made the second Luchos. What's the mashmois? What's that? What's pshat? Al haluchos harishonim amru chazal ilma lo nishboru luchos harishonim lo nishtachach haTorah Yisrael. Had we got luchos rishon and they wouldn't have been broken, which means it wouldn't be chetayim, we got luchos rishon, you would never forget Torah. Torah would never be forgotten. The musad of shichacha b'Torah, which today what we thrive on shichacha b'Torah, that's what keeps us alive is shichacha b'Torah, you wouldn't have had that. Had we had Luchos Rishon, no nation would have been able to rule over us. Since the Luchos, the Torah we would have got, was Hashem's writing that was given to us by Hashem himself with his writing and his avoida, there would be no confusion. Everything would be clear and undisputable. הכל יהיה דובר דובר על אופנה, לא היינו שייכים את התורה ולא היו אומס שיכולים לשלוט עלינו. There would be no concept of shlitzus ha'umas ha'olam over us, and we would never forget anything from the Torah. Everybody were walking around a boki b'kula Torah kula. Yeah, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood that and broke those luchos. Why? Wow. And why did Hashem say thank you? The big, big yisod lurking here. Tighten your seatbelts. Me'idach gisa b'matzav zeh shel b'yirus lo'isa nitenes l'kaliz demnut lo'chir ki ha'kein hi chafitza b'lei v'nefesh b'nisuin. In that matzav of perfection, where Klozel gets the Torah, now everyone's walking around in the state of perfection, you never get to use your Bechira to show that a Kodesh Baruch, I want the relationship with you. The color never gets to say, yeah, I'm buying into this relationship. You're back to clear. Everything's so bright and clear, you don't have Bechira anymore. Not because you don't have Bechira, but it's just obvious. That moment of Asina would have just kept going with us forever. ודאינה יומוקם להסתפק אם גם מצובים קשים ימשיך העם בדרך התורה מתוך נמונס השם. We would never know if Klal Yisrael was put into a difficult situation whether they would still stick to that commitment to Hashem or not. What happens when the going gets tough? What's going to be then? משה רבינו הבין שרצון השלם יסברך הוא לתת לקלב שירות להוכיח את עצמו. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Hashem wants to give Klal Yisrael an opportunity to prove itself. Therefore he broke the luchos. Rav Avigdor Miller learns from here that Golus is lechatchila. That Klal Yisrael was created in order to go into Golus. You need the 3,000 years of Torah to give them the koyach and to understand and to have reality very clear before they go into Golus, otherwise they just got lost. But the matzav we're in at the moment is lechatchila. We're supposed to be in Golus. Because it's only in Golus where Klal Yisrael has the opportunity to build and develop what they're supposed to build and develop in order to Olam Haba through their Bechira. If everything's just clear and clarity and you're living with miracles and you're living under a cover and Hashem's holding your hand and there's no confusion and everything's just glorious, so where are you? What did you come down here for? That's what you had in Shemayim before the world was created. The world is created because this is Golus. The whole world, the Olam that we live in, Olam Hazeh, is Golus. And therefore Klal Yisrael needs to go into Golus. It's lechatchila.
But it's Golus in Golus, that means.
Hester, Aster, Hester. Yeah.
Just one, it's enough.
But the Shoresh of what we're going through is the Shoresh of whole Bria Soilam. במצב זה תצטרך הקהל הכנסת ישראל לעמל ולטרוח בלימוד התורה. In this matzav, Klal Yisrael has to toil and battle and struggle over every little dikduk in Torah. Kutzo shel yud, we'll see Rabbi Akiva. This is the difference, obviously, you're getting a sense between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, no? We'll get to understanding who was Moshe Rabbeinu, what was Rabbi Akiva in the light of this. Lavareba atzmo is kol asveikas sheis oirulalu galut et ahavaso alav yisparach. Klal Yisrael has to go through its own efforts and clarify all the sveikas and deal with all the nisoinis and the difficulties to reveal the love we have for Hashem. Lamarot shilatono oimas vidyu foseim. Despite the fact that the Ummos are now ruling over us and pursuing us and not letting us do what we want. Hamafoshim pishu es tziva shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rameinu shel Rabbeinu psal lecha. What's the difference between Luchos Rishon and Luchos Sheni? Luchos Rishon is my Elokim. You just get it. You get it as a gift. Stage one, total inspiration. What's stage two? Psal Lecha. You go and carve out Luchos Sheni. You go write the Torah now. Go do it for yourself. You go create the Torah now. It's an amazing thing. You're sitting and learning Torah, right? Hopefully you've been kind in the midst of Talmud Torah. Nachon? It's not called Bittul Torah. No, so you put up your hand and you say a pshat, and it's wrong pshat. Was that a moment of bittul Torah? Why not? That wasn't Torah. You said wrong pshat. That's not Torah. You just said a shtickle boba maisa. You just said a shtickle narish part. You asked a ridiculous question. What? Why is that called Torah? You're sitting grappling over a piece of Torah that you don't understand for a week. Every second of that toil is called limud haTorah. Why? There was no Torah, yeah. That's Psal Lecha.
Hashem says, you go carve out and recreate
Torah for yourself.
That means every idea, every Rosh say,
ultimately to the right Pshat, that's called Talmud. It's a mitzvah of Torah,
because it's Psal Lecha. You have to go build it now. Hashem understands you can't get it all right in 1 second.
You can't get all the Torah, you have to get it wrong. Ein Adam Loimed, Edom Amokshim Shenich Shalbo. Person can't get Pshat until he gets it wrong first.
So the getting it wrong is also Pshat. The Aveiras we do, when we do Tshuva, become mitzvahs. Zidonis Nasis Chuyos. So amazing Aveiras when we do Tshuva Ba'avi. You have to know what a Tshuva we're talking about. Nasis Chuyos. Why?
Because understand Hashem says we're living in a world of Lucha Sheni.
So Lucha. And you can't get it right till you get it wrong. Unbelievable. Now you understand why we're struggling, what the battle is, what the toil is, what the omel is. This is not about Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, you do at Bar Ilan University. That's Limud HaTorah. No one gets involved in Limud HaTorah. I mean, omel HaTorah, you got a toil, you got a battle, you got a struggle, you got to have a headache over it. Why? The same as a sculptor sitting there sculpting out his sculpture. This is your personal presentation to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam.
That was not the mistake of Adam HaRishon. You want to make the way more difficult.
That's what a lot of the Mefarshim say, that Adam HaRishon understood this.
Yeah.
Only thing he was wrong. Only thing he was wrong. The same with the Chet HaEgel. That's also some of the Mefarshim say. They were just carrying on Adam HaRishon. There's some that want to say, you know, Gematria Lot is Gematria Adam. They're both Gematria 45. Which means Lot had the Nakuda of Adam HaRishon in him. That's why I went to Stoim. The same mistake Adam made. He wanted to go into Stoim and there serve Hashem. Many, many times they made that mistake. Shlomo Melech made that mistake. There was always this concept of going into the Tumah in order to take out the last Nakudas of Kedusha from the Tumah. They say Shabtai Tzvi's mistake. Many, many people went pop, got it badly wrong trying to do that Nakuda. When you're 100% right, the only thing is Hashem said, no, I don't want you to do it that way. That's how we started off this morning. That was Avraham Avinu. Even when he knows that Hashem's wrong, he still does what Hashem wants him to do. Kibayacho, I mean, Hashem's wrong. Hashem's wrong. But you know that Hashem doesn't want the Akedah, and you go do it anyway because Hashem asked you to do it, knowing that he doesn't want you to do it. That's somebody saying that, eh? You go do the rocks in Hashem, knowing it's not in Hashem because Hashem told you to do it. How do you do that? Especially when an Avraham Avinu, who's dedicated his entire life to only doing the Rotzen Hashem, and he knows the Akedah is not the Rotzen Hashem. Wow. No, that's Bechira. That's the sort of Bechira. Hainu Shelecho, it's got to be yours. V'yesh l'v'yesh gilut tzvoy noseya gnoseya amkeya u'mistureya shel ha'toyri yelecho. All the hidden depths and there's all different words for hidden. Tzofa and Gneza, Amkaya and Mistoreya, those are four different words for hidden. In Judaism, we have words for hidden. In English, it's hidden. Aspects of Torah are yours. Atididaktik, v'tachko b'daitcho. You go and you examine and you go and you find in your own das, v'sich lechao b'vanoscho, v'atzmach hatagale v'titchakem aluch lipcho. You go and carve the Torah into your own heart. Try and do it in a Torah-tuned way. You can go very wrong here when you have this kind of independence. Horaya, plenty of people went very, very wrong. Need a lot of Siyata Dishmai and Tfilah to make sure that you get it right. That's why it says, Ze kei li va'anveyu elo kei ovi v'rameyu. It's got to be your personal relationship with Hashem. But you have to keep checking over your shoulder that it's the right Hashem. It's kel oviv. Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu. We say it every day in Shemon Esrei. It should start Elokei avoseinu, Elokeinu. They first got it and now I'm getting it. Why does it start with Elokeinu and then Elokei avoseinu? Same shirt. Because the work is you go build a relationship with Hashem. He's got to be your God. Elokei, my God. So what do I need Elokei avoseinu for afterwards? Just to make sure that it's Elokei avoseinu. This is the same God that Abraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov had a relationship with. Not some reform rabbis telling you who God is. That's the test, but you've got to go work it out for yourself. The same way as Avraham Avinu worked it out for himself. Without a Rebbe, without parents, without anything working for him, Avraham Avinu worked it out using his seichel. Luach libcho yafuch luchos abrisku v'shenema kesavtem al luach libcho. The tablets of your heart now become where the Torah is being, the luchos abris is being engraved.
as it says, write them on the tablets of your heart. Heart meaning mind. Amnam, al kach ama kodesh baruch hu lemoyshe yosher koyach sheshibata. Hashem says yosher koyach. What does it mean? Thank you for understanding what the purpose of creation is. Moshe Rabbeinu kiven b'maisav l'rotzen ha'elyon sh'rotze sh'yivatze hester ponim usam b'gilu ha'toyra. Moshe understood a kodesh baruch hu wants a hester ponim of the Torah here. Via the broken luchos, Klal Yisrael can now go and rebuild the luchos on their own. By the way, that's why we dedicate our lives to learning Talmud Bavli. What's Bavli? What's Loshon Babel? Mibulbal? It's all messed up. It's a cholod. And what do we spend our lives doing? Reconstructing and rebuilding the clarity of Torah. When you come at a Gemara, it's completely mibulbal. That's like Rav Simcha said, it's a ball of wool that the cat's been playing with for about 2 hours and your job is to untangle it. It's a mess. No, so go play with it and rebuild it and reconstruct it until it's just one long piece of string. Straight. Now you've got clarity. Next piece. Next piece. Next piece. You're rebuilding the mibulbal, the mibulbal. That's what we're here for. Via doing that, you show to Hashem how much I want to cleave to you and how much imunah that I have in Hashem. Mr. Hashem, we'll see tomorrow that the luchos is shown with the 2,000 years of Torah. The luchos sheini is Torah Shabbat Peh, the 2,000 years of Ixid Mashiach. The Rebbe of the 2,000 years of Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadik V'Toiv Lo. And the Rebbe of the 2,000 years of Golos of Torah Shabbat Peh is Rebbe Akiva, Tzadik V'Rado. That's where we're going with this. I think that's what he's going to do next. If he doesn't, I'll... Hey, what? No, Luchos Rishon was 2,000 years of Torah. Luchos Sheni was 2,000 years of Ixid Mashiach. The Amok Amok says that this is mamash going to the whole purpose of creation. See, if you've lived in the Western world too long, like most of us, then you think that this world is here just to have a good time and enjoy yourself and get the most out of it.
He who dies with the most toys wins.
Right. And we understand that can't be pshat. This world is too riddled with the opposite of what Torah is about in order for this to be the purpose of the world. It has to be something else. This is where you earn it. This is where you use your bechira, dedicate yourself to something higher than eating hamburgers. And of course, since you have bechira, in order to have bechira, the world has to be very, very perfectly poised and balanced with evil and good in the world. The job's not to be fooled by the Yetzirah. Huh? I don't know how to measure it. Quantitatively, sure, but qualitatively, I don't know.
You hear about people, you don't hear about people.
That story Rebecca told about the Chernobyl Rebbe Sukkah. Who knows what that moment of good wiped out evil in the world, you know? You have no idea what a moment of unbelievably mind-shattering good that was. Unbelievable. Person working on his midas, whatever. No, I'm saying we don't know. We don't know. I don't know how Hashem's ruler works. I don't know how he's Sargel. I don't know. I don't have the same Sargel as Hashem. So I don't know. Don't know how his computer works. No clue. I don't understand how my computer works. I don't understand how his computer works. I don't know. It says that the Midas HaTov is 2,000 times bigger than the Midas HaRa. Which means that if one man can kill 6 million Jews, then one man has 2,000 times more chance to save 6 million Jews. But you're right. The Torah does say, the Gemara does say, that had it not been for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us, you couldn't understand the Yetzirah. Your Yetzirah is too strong for you to overcome. Bekish Hayetzer, Bechol Yom Misgaber Yitzray, Lahamisa Visgaber Li Yemisoy.
Every day the Yetzirah strengthens himself in order to kill you. Vilma lo yazalo lo yochum. If Hashem didn't help him, he wouldn't be able to overcome it. No, now you know what you have to do. Go read all the Torah.
Go learn.